Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1718. What's the best exercise to lose weight? Part 2 by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. Now don't forget, for a lot more blogs being narrated for you, check out Optimal Living Daily. You can search and find that podcast wherever you're listening to this. Now, today's post is part 2 of a longer post. If you missed part 1, then I'd recommend going back and listening to yesterday's episode first. That was episode 1717. But if you're all caught up, let's jump right in and get to part 2 and continue optimizing your life. What's the best exercise to lose weight? Part 2 by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. Why resistance training is the best type of exercise to lose weight. To answer your question simply, resistance training is the best way to exercise if you want to lose weight and keep it off. And by weight loss, we're hoping we mean fat loss. But weight training alone doesn't burn body fat in and of itself. This is apparent by looking at the lifting population. Some are very lean. Others have relatively normal levels of body fat, and some are considered obese despite lots of movement. Weight training plus a diet that induces fat loss via a caloric deficit is what causes weight and fat loss to happen. The primary reason is because when you train with resistance, you're doing two things simultaneously. First, you're building muscle. Every time you train, you're breaking down your muscle tissue, and as a result, it must rebuild and repair stronger than before. So when you have that pre-workout meal or your post-workout meal, you're setting up the proper environment for increasing muscle protein synthesis. If you're unsure about your protein intake, take a look at my article, How Much Protein Do You Need to Build Muscle and Lose Fat? That'll tell you exactly how much you need. Second, you're also exerting energy as you train. So the more calories you burn as energy, the more you increase your expenditure, and the more likely you're able to create a relative caloric deficit. Now, keep in mind, weight training primarily uses glycogen, which is sugar stored in your muscles, as an energy source to fuel your sessions, not actual body fat. So it's a good idea to make sure you have enough carbohydrates in your diet to keep your muscles full of glycogen. But over time, when you create a relative deficit to your expenditure, relative meaning 5 to 600 calories below your maintenance intake, combine weight training and some extra movement into your routine. Then you create the best environment to lose weight, hopefully mostly fat, via the best method of exercise, resistance training. What exercises should you do to lose weight? If you want to lose weight, the best exercise option is a steady dose of weight training. Cardio training should be secondary to your weight training workout plan. Any training routine that has you in the gym 2 to 5 times per week will suffice if fat loss is your goal. But not all training programs and plans are created equal. Some exercises are far better for fat loss than others. For instance, if you want to train your lower body, there are many different exercises to choose from. But compound lifts are often a better choice over isolation lifts, which are sometimes called single joint movements. Some compound movement examples would include squats, and this would include all variations, back squats, front squats, hack, goblet, machine squats, leg presses, all variations of those, deadlifts and all their variations, vertical presses, which would include all overhead variations, vertical pulls like chin-ups, pull-ups, lat pull-downs, horizontal presses, and horizontal pulls. Isolation or single joint movement examples would include leg extensions, leg curls, arm curls, tricep extensions, and shoulder raises, just to name a few. Now, why are compound movements better exercises for weight loss? Well, these movements require more muscle recruitment than some of the single joint exercises. And because they recruit more muscles throughout your body, you're burning more energy. That's the obvious point, but a more subtle reason they're better than single joint movements is because they stress the body more, which can improve your ability to overload the muscles, which helps you build more muscle in time. And for the most part, more muscle means you're burning more, very slight increase, mind you, energy at rest. Muscle is also protective of your organs. More muscle can help you move better and more efficiently. More muscle can improve your posture and protect your joints by providing more strength for proper movement patterns. But don't forget about isolation movements. Just like compound movements, isolation movements have their place in a properly set up workout plan. It's just a matter of placing emphasis on the compound movements first and then adding in the single joint movements for assistance work. If your goal is fat loss, you should place a high priority on weight training as your main mode of exercise. So, what's the best exercise to lose weight? That's a good question, but the better one would be, what's the best type of training program for fat loss? I'm very partial to training the entire body 2 to 4 times per week. This can be a full body program 2 or 3 days per week, or an upper-lower split over 3 to 4 days per week. To lose fat, a combination of diet, proper training, and sometimes some additional cardio is essential. You can lose fat and build muscle on weight training alone without cardio training, but the benefits of regular weight training far outweigh the results you'll get from a cardio-only program. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled, What's the Best Exercise to Lose Weight? By JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil again here for my commentary. All right, so JC definitely mentioned diet. You want to do proper training. He emphasized resistance. But he also said you probably want to think about some cardio as well if you really want to lose some of that body fat. Now, like I mentioned yesterday, there are some other factors that we would need to pay attention to. Your age, your gender, for example, will influence how and when you burn body fat. As we get older, we'll find that we tend to lose muscle more rapidly and we tend to hang on to body fat more. So that's why age is a factor. When we look at gender, males typically can lose body fat more quickly than compared to their female counterparts. And part of this might have to do with just the more muscle mass, but there also seems to be a genetic link as well. But JC's right in that compound movements, those movements that require more muscle recruitment, are important for not only building mass and strength, but assisting with fat loss. Now, it's not a guarantee that you're gonna lose fat doing these exercises just once or twice. You're gonna wanna stay consistent with it. But those compound movements, as he mentioned, squats, deadlifts, presses, those are great. And not only that, but those are going to help, as JC mentioned, with your posture. It's going to help protect you from injury later. So there are many benefits to those compound movements. So I would definitely start there. Now, for those of you that are more advanced, you don't want to do this if you're a beginner, but those of you that are more advanced, you can turn your resistance training into almost like a resistance slash cardio routine. Now we're getting along the lines of more of like CrossFit style workouts where, again, you're training your muscles, doing compound movements, but at a speed that may actually give you a cardio workout at the same time. And so if you're not the type who enjoys going for an hour walk or jog or bicycle ride to get in your cardio, you can consider incorporating some of that cardio into your resistance training. But again, I would only recommend this for those that are experienced because it can be really easy to get injured. Oh, and definitely use lighter weights if you're doing that. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.